welcome to another episode of No Gods, No Mayors. I am your mayor for this episode, November Kelly, and I'm joined by my beautiful co-mayors, Riley Quinn and Matthew Lubchansky.
Hello.
Hello.
I said hello first, even though you named me second.
Mm-hmm. To do confusion.
I'm doing listener confusion.
That's
absolutely
right.
Absolutely. Yeah. As it's my turn, mm-hmm. I thought that we would talk about Philip Lum Jr., the two-time mayor of Colma, California. And this episode exists because of an anonymous tip that I got.
Ooh.
I love that my life now includes anonymous tips of the form, you should look into this mayor. And honestly, this required probably more research than I was capable of, but I think I got like sort of a podcast's amount out of it. There is definitely more story here, right? There is a kind of a long read here that has yet to be written. So consider this the sort of higher level of you should look into this mayor. And really, this isn't so much a sort of like a high concept thing like the T. Dan Smith episode or the Benjamin Butler episode. This is a case of like finding a kind of compellingly weird story, or at least I hope so. But before we get into that, we have a little segment called Breakfast Update, called item updates.
Ring, ring. I'm here with an item. Hello. I'm calling in with an item. Can I call in with an item?
We have callers?
Long time caller, first time listener.
First time caller, long time host of the show. Hi, I'm Maddie. I'm calling in with an update from Dalton, Illinois.
Home of the spores.
So things are...
Go fighting mushrooms.
Well, the funny thing
Sorry. Is there a spores ball on?
Is there a... Yeah, so here, okay, so here in Dalton, Illinois, you've got an interesting story that was sent in to me by listener, by the listener with the name of a crazy name that I forgot to write down. The name is Peace Up, Toes Down, which I can't believe that's your real name. Anyways.
Like a government name as well. It's on the Social Security
that's right.
stuff.
Dateline, Dalton, Illinois. A small village in Illinois is suing a major bank over allegedly improper spending by the village's former mayor. The town of Dalton, which is about 30 minutes south of Chicago, said the bank should have prevented former Mayor Tiffany Henyard from improperly spending $2 million in taxpayer dollars. So the village is now suing the bank.
How were they supposed to do that when anytime they tried, they started sort of like weeping black ichor, you know?
So yeah, they said that the Fifth Third Bank, should have known better.
Just like they should have looked at Tiffany Henyard's various sort of like schemes and gone, no, we're not going to let this woman spend $2 million. Also, thank you for calling in.
Yeah, no problem. I'm back on the show
the
now.
Payphone.
Yeah.
From one battle after another.
That's right. I'm sick of talking to Comrade Josh, and I'm back on my fucking microphone now. I'm off the literal telephone I bought. So the town is saying that the bank should have known that she was insane and bad at spending money and that they want all the money back.
That's a really good sign to be like, the mayor that we elected, you should have said no to on the basis that she was so sort of plainly unfit to govern.
Well, what's insane about this is that she is not named in the lawsuit.
Oh, vague posting.
The village is suing the bank saying you enabled too much malfeasance because this is just, there are so many examples of like the last refuge of someone who was scammed is to be like, okay. Mm-hmm. Maybe I can sue the platform that let me get scammed on the grounds that I'm an irresponsible dumbass.
Yeah,
exactly.
Basically, you kind of did the electoral equivalent of handing a toddler a sort of like microtransactions iPad. And you're now sort of like suing the app or whatever.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
You're suing Apple, I suppose.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. So, so Bo Brindley, Tiffany's lawyer, rather.
Man with a name like a kind of cartoon Labrador in a children's book where everyone's a dog.
I'm trying to remember whether or not Bo Brindley has come up. I think he has, but there's so many names that have just flown past my fucking field of view in the last year that I maybe forgot it. But he says, Miss Hinyard has moved on with her life. The chaos and mismanagement of Dolden at the hands of the Board of Trustees caused damages that will continue to reverberate for years to come. Yeah, it's their fault for all the money you spent. That's right. Absolutely. Well, I mean,
in a sort of assigning single responsibility to a Gestalt consciousness is quite difficult. That's you right. Know?
I think you could argue realistically that, look, you should have known what Mayor Henyard's intentions were because they were also your intentions.
They were beamed into your sort of prefrontal cortex very strongly. And really, you should have had foresight.
Yeah, I'm thinking we might actually have to sue Apple TV for Pluribus for stealing our incredible hive mind idea.
Vince Gilligan stole our bit. Yes, Gilligan
stole our bit. And Vince, if you're listening, and I know you are, we're coming for you. We're coming for you, Vincent. Us and the entire town of Dolton, Illinois. Which, by the way, the Chicago Bears might move one town over from Dolton, and I'm really worried about them. I'm really worried about what might happen to an entire football team given the power of the fungus.
I mean, a really good, like, lockstep defense.
Yeah, imagine, like, imagine the wordless communication you could do as a football team if you all that share a hive mind.
The stadium going like, defense, clap, 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 and the claps are perfectly synchronized, unlike us.
And also the team is clapping. Yeah, sure.
I think it's kind of rough whenever anyone gets tackled on the Chicago Spores and the entire stadium gets knocked down. It's like planes falling out of the sky, like camera operators getting knocked over and stuff.
The real danger is what happens when an entire town gets CTE in 20 years and tries to do the same used car commercial.
Let's go, hive minds.
Clap, 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 clap. Item. I have another item.
I have another item.
This is a mystery item I did not tell either of you about because it came. I got this served to me on Instagram. So thank you, Mark Zuckerberg, for sending this one in. It was just a photo of Curtis Sliwa and a Substack post by the man. So if you head over to curtisslewa.substack.com, you can read this whole piece, which I will not, do not read it yet. Curtis says, there are moments in life when the noise becomes overwhelming, not the sound of a city, but the noise of expectation, criticism, pressure, and doubt. During those moments, you either find yourself something that steadies you or you risk losing yourself inside the chaos.
Is for me, Curtis Sliwa launching a prayer at?
For me, that's something. Was electronic dance music.
I can't love this guy enough.
Oh my God.
EDM was never music. It became salvation. During my 9-month campaign for mayor of New York City, sleep was rare and silence almost non-existent. Day stretched into 18-hour marathons. Every step was watched, every word analyzed. The campaign became one of the most followed mayoral races in recent memory. And with that attention came a constant storm of opinions and attacks. Each night I would return home exhausted, carrying the weight of thousands of conversations, expectations, and decisions. My phone never stopped buzzing. The city never slept and neither did the pressure. And that's when Nancy and I would turn on the music.
Oh my God. So what happened is he clearly like one of his, like some, I don't know, like dime square Zoomer that tried to like hook his fortunes up to Sliwa just in case gave him his first ecstasy pill.
Yeah, I think so.
I was thinking that Sliwa's beautiful trans wife got him into Sophie.
Yeah.
But we don't know.
Maybe.
I mean, that's just my conclusion.
He does say here, most nights began the same way with the Chainsmokers' Don't Let Me Down. The lyrics felt less like a song and more like a conversation with myself. Quote, crashing, hit a wall. Right now I need a miracle. Don't let me down.
Okay, but he's so real, right? Because like, I think one of the most fundamental human experiences is listening to music that is objectively cringe and being like, wow, that's so me, literally for real.
Yeah.
And he's cooking with this one. And I really.
He talks about, I think he talks about discovering EDM in the '80s when he brought the Guardian Angels to Berlin.
He would
pass crowded warehouses and underground gatherings pulsing with sound and light. Inside, strangers moved together without barriers or divisions, no politics, no labels, just energy and connection. This is what Riley sounds like when he texts us from the club.
Editing in Curtis Sliwa having a moment of genuine empathetic connection into the background of Atomic Blonde.
So I think we can safely say that we can add Curtis Sliwa to the roster of guys where it's a shame they're in politics and we wish they had another job.
Oh, yeah. He's been there, but like genuinely, this is like he's having the Harry Dubois homosexual underground thought about like a Berlin club kid in 1985.
Oh yeah, big time.
just like he meets, like inexplicably for a guy who is born and raised in New York, meets a gay guy for the first time in Berlin in the 80s, who is just like, oh, I love your jacket, it's so cool, yeah. And he's just like, he's in the fucking mind palace about this. And to this day,
good hat, what does it mean you're into?
Yeah, he's still... Oh, this guy's super into fisting.
He's really into it. He wants it up.
It's like it's his whole thing, really. It's the whole torso, you know? It's not even a side.